In this lesson, we're building a proper jungleist jungle switch up inside Ableton Live 12. Not just a drum fill, not just a little edit, but a full phrase-based energy flip that keeps the tune moving, keeps the dance floor locked, and gives your track that dangerous, replayable feeling. Now, the big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, especially jungle and darker rollers, the arrangement lives or dies on contrast. If everything stays the same for too long, the tune starts to feel like a loop, but if you switch the energy in a controlled way, suddenly the record feels alive. It feels like it has chapters. So think in energy states. Tease, destabilize, reveal, slam. That's the mindset. Every one or two bars should have a job to do. First, set up your session in arrangement view and carve out a clean 16-bar section for the switch-up. Label it clearly so you're working with intention. I like to keep my groups organized as drums, breaks, bass, effects, and atmos. That just keeps the whole process readable, especially once things get chopped up and resampled. And one of the most important moves in an advanced ENB workflow is to create a resample track right away. Set up an audio track called something like resample print, and set its input to resampling. This is huge. A lot of people keep trying to perfect the raw MIDI or the raw loop forever, but in this style, the captured performance often sounds more urgent than the programmed version. The moment a break and bass combo starts grooving, print it. Also, keep some headroom while you're building. You do not need to be slamming the master while arranging. Leave space. Keep the switch up a touch lower in level than the main drop, and let the re-entry hit harder because of that contrast. Now let's build the core break stack. For jungle, the break is the identity. Start with a main break sample that actually has character. Amen style source material is classic, but anything with a real swing, ghost notes, and attitude can work. Load it into Simpler if you want to play it from MIDI, or slice it to a new MIDI track if you want individual transient control. For a more advanced jungle approach, slicing is often the move because it lets you turn the break into a phrase instead of a loop. And that's the key here. Phrase, not loop. Don't just repeat an 8-bar break pattern and hope the vibe carries itself. Chop it into conversational pieces. Let one bar ask a question and the next bar answer it. A really effective structure might be stripped and filtered at the start, then fuller and more aggressive as it progresses, then a tiny dropout or fill moment, then a return with a reverse hit or extra kick. That's how you keep the ear engaged at 174 BPM. Now add your supporting break layers. I like to think of this as a three-part stack. The main break, a ghost layer, and a texture layer. The ghost layer should be high-passed hard, probably somewhere around 180 to 300 HE, so it gives you hats, shuffle, and movement without crowding the low end. The texture layer can be crushed a bit more, just to add grit and density. On those layers, stock Ableton devices do a ton of work. EQ8 for cleanup, drum bus for punch and crunch, saturator for bite and soft clipping. If the break needs a little more snap, a gate or some transient shaping can help, but be careful not to kill the human swing. In jungle, if you overprocess the break, it stops dancing. The job is to preserve the energy, not flatten it. Next, shape the bass response. A strong switch-up usually has a mono sub and a mid-range bass voice, and they need to know their roles. The sub should be clean, short, and disciplined. Operator is perfect for this because a sine wave gives you precision. Keep it mono, keep it tight, and let it sit under the kick and snare rhythm. Light sidechain compression is enough. You don't want the low end pumping like crazy unless that's part of the style. Then build a mid bass or res layer for the call and response. This is where the movement comes in. Use Waveitable, operator, or even a resampled audio phrase if you already printed something nasty. Add a bit of saturation, overdrive, or roar if you want more edge. High pass it so it stays out of the sub zone. And remember, the bass doesn't need to talk all the time. In fact, one of the best tricks is to leave it incomplete for a bar or two so the drums feel like they're pulling the groove forward. That's one of the reasons jungle switch-ups hit so hard. The drums and bass are having a conversation. Sometimes the drums lead. Sometimes the bass answers. Sometimes the sub stays minimal while the mid-bass stabs in the gaps. That push and pull creates tension without needing a ton of extra elements. Now we get to the fun part, resampling the interaction. Route your break stack and bass group to the resample print track and record 4 to 8 bars of the combined groove. Don't think of this as just printing audio. Think of it as capturing a performance. Once it's recorded, go through it and pull out the best moments. Maybe there's a perfect reverse snare lead-in. Maybe there's a little one-beat bass stab that feels like a weapon. Maybe there's a drum fill ending that lands just right. Cut those moments up and treat them like new instruments. If a transition feels too clean, dirty it up a little. Run it through Redux for some lo-fi edge, or add a bit more saturation. Use EQA to trim away any unnecessary low end under about 120Hz, and don't forget to fade your edits properly. In Fastead NB, tiny clicks and bad edits stand out immediately. Clean transitions matter. At this stage, a great switch up starts to feel like a mini remix of the groove. Same source material, but now it has attitude. That's the difference between a loop and an arrangement. Now let's shape tension with automation and FX. Jungle switch ups live and die on tension, but tension doesn't mean throwing everything in at once. In fact, space is what makes the hits feel big. So automate your break bus filter. Close it down before the switch, then open it up at a key moment, maybe bar 5 or bar 9 depending on your structure. That contrast is huge. Automate reverb on a snare hit if you want a little burst of space. Use echo on a bass stab or a chopped break fragment, but keep it short, filtered, and tucked behind the groove. Atmospheres can also do a lot here. A vinyl crackle, a hiss, a rain texture, even a quiet field recording can add a sense of room, especially in darker DNB. Just high-pass it heavily so it stays out of the way. A useful pro mindset here is to keep one anchor element stable. Even if the rest of the section is flipping around, let something familiar stay consistent. Usually that's the sub pulse, the snare placement, or top break texture. That anchor gives the listener something to hold onto while the energy shifts around it. Now think about the shape of the full 16 bars. A solid version might start with filtered break and sub only, then open into a full break stack with bass answers, then drop the kick for a beat to create a vacuum, then rebuild with risers, reverse cymbals, and a final snare fill into the next drop. That reset moment is powerful. Sometimes muting the kick for half a bar does more than adding another layer ever could. And that's a good reminder. In heavyweight DNB, strategic absence is a weapon. If you want the switch up to feel more advanced, try half bar displacement on one of the chopped break cells. Move it late so it answers off time. Or program a polymetric bass phrase against the drum cycle, something like a 3-beat or 5-beat motif over the 4-bar drum phrase. That kind of tension is especially effective in darker, neuro-leaning material because it makes the groove feel unstable without losing the snare anchor. Another strong variation is to give the same rhythm a few different sonic personalities. One pass dry and punchy. One pass filtered and distant. One pass crushed and aggressive. Same rhythm, different emotional read. That's how you get movement without rewriting everything. Before you finish, do a proper balance pass. Mono check the sub and kick relationship. Compare the switch up level to the main drop. Tame any harsh break spikes around 2.5 to 5kHz if needed, and clear out boxiness around 250, 500hz if the layered breaks are piling up. A light glue compressor on the drum bus can help unify everything, but keep the gain reduction subtle. You want glue, not squashing. And one last tip. Reference it at low volume. If the switch up still feels dramatic when it's quiet, your phrasing is strong. If it only works loud, the arrangement is probably doing too much work. Strong DNB writing survives the volume test. So to recap the core move, build a layered break stack. Keep the low end disciplined, use bass as a conversational response, resample early, and automate tension through filtering, space, and phrase contrast. The goal is not just to change the section. The goal is to make the track feel like it turns a corner and comes back even harder. That's the Junglist switch up. Controlled chaos. Same record, new chapter.